This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop. Right now I got Apex Predator in studio. What's up?
What it do?
What it do?
What's good?
What's up?
Apex Predator right here. Going to be playing the Just Another Gig 5 Festival with Zabulba, All Out War, Big Boy, Killing Time, Terror, Twitching Tongues, Ingrown, a ton more. 3-day hardcore festival, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at Real Art. Have you guys played the most of Just Another Gig, Jags? You played a few of them, right?
Played all of them but one, I think.
Yeah. Joey and I have definitely played every single one, but I think Apex has done 3 of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's all. Do you guys know what day you're playing yet? Or
no.
No?
Okay. No, it's all that's under wraps still.
Yeah.
All right.
They want to make sure you go to every day.
There you go. All right, let's go around the room. Reintroduce yourself and tell us what you do in Apex Predator.
What up? I'm Mateo. I play guitar in Apex Predator.
I'm Casey. I'm the singer.
Kevin, I play guitar.
I'm Joey, and I play bass.
Right on. And you have a new album out. What's the title of the album again?
Jesus Wept.
Jesus Wept. That's right. So did you guys put this out yourselves, or was it out on a label?
I split it with our good friend Tyler Short, who runs LDB Records. My label's called Missing Corpse.
Cool.
And it's our first release. Our first vinyl release, I suppose, but we've released a couple other local band demos since its inception.
Nice. 2023 was a pretty big year for you guys, I'd say. You know, give me the rundown where you guys went quite a few places, right?
Yeah, we went kind of hard. Did we go to Canada? Was 2022, right?
Yeah, that was 2022.
Yeah. So Canada or 2022 was pretty big for us at the end of it anyway, and then we recorded our record at the end of 2022 and have just been kind of just waiting for it to come out. We recorded another demo so we didn't lose steam, which is called Second Degree Murder. You can go check that out too.
Nice.
Then we toured twice this year.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Went to the East Coast with Warren, and we played Tied Down this fest in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Jimmy and all the guys at Edgeman Printing. We went as hard as we could, but some of our other bands have been really busy this year as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fill me in. So you guys are members of other bands too. What other projects are you guys involved in?
Well, Casey and I are both in GAG, which is a hardcore punk band from Seattle. We're both in a band called Crawl Space, which also put out 2 records this year, actually. Kevin's in a band called Prim that put out an EP and toured a few times this year. And Mateo's holding it down with some North End hardcore called Adipasir.
Yes, sir.
Killer.
I play an Odd Man Out, too.
The Odd Man Out. So with all these projects, with all this going on, are you guys able to maintain day jobs, things like that? Or is it kind of just, are you able to cobble together a living based off of music and all of those things?
It's hard.
Really hard. Yeah, it's hard. Most of us work part time or self-employed, right?
Yeah, I'm a wake up and grind until I fall asleep guy, so I don't have to have a regular job.
Okay,
it sucks really bad, but also touring in GAG has been awesome because that does like sustain itself, which is not making money but not losing money.
Nice. You guys are just announced you're going to be going on a big tour with Jesus Peace and Sangasugabog, which is badass.
Yeah, very psyched
on
that.
Yeah, it's going to be tight. We've got a gig with Dying Fetus in Detroit, and I'm
huge.
Stoked for.
Yeah, that's amazing. A lot of good things to look forward to this year.
That's awesome. And Apex Predator, do you guys, beyond this, you know, just another gig, do you guys have anything on the docket?
Yeah, we've got like a, not a full U.S. tour, but we're playing LDB Fest in Louisville this March. And so we're touring down to that. It's going to be like less than a week to get there, cause some pretty rough drives, 10, 12-hour drives between those shows, just so we can make it down to the fest without putting too much pressure on everybody's jobs.
Yes. You
know? And then touring back up is where we're really milking it and going through Texas and going through California, Arizona, those spots to get home. That's all that we have like concretely planned with Apex right now, but I'm sure we're going to be doing something bigger in the summer and afterwards.
That whole tour is going to be with Witness Chamber as well.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
They're awesome.
One thing that I will say about Casey is that, you know, he used to be the FedEx delivery guy at my day job. And you know, we would go get pizza and everything. But, like, you're so dedicated to, you know, underground music that, you know, that, I mean, that's a solid job, right? That's a 401k. That's a good company. You just were like, screw it. I'm going out on tour. Was that how it went?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I had a lot of international tour stuff starting to pop up in around 2018, and, you know, that really doesn't work with a job like FedEx.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also was starting to go to school and moving back in with my folks. That's like, I don't want to be disillusional with, like, how it actually works, but, you know, it's pretty chill.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you really can't work a job like FedEx and tour as much as I want to tour.
So absolutely.
Had to give that up.
Cool. Well, we're going to go into a couple songs from the record, and then we'll come back with a little bit of the backstory of Apex Predator, if that's cool. We're going to jump into Jesus Wept and Weight of Repercussions. Is that cool?
Hell yeah.
Gangster.
Awesome. Anything you guys want to say about these two?
Jesus Wept is probably my favorite record, or song on the record.
All right.
Yeah, mine as well, and followed by my second favorite, Weight of Repercussions.
Yeah, same.
Right on. Well, we'll jump into those. You're listening to Metal Shop. It's Apex Predator. Let's go.
Jesus Wept.
I am discordant, wrapped around your neck. Rung out with no remorse, crushed into concrete. Yeah, death called it, left you to die again. What you write, what you struggle, the one to what you bleed. Jesus wept, the one to what you struggle, the one to what you bleed. I am discordant, wrapped around your neck. Broke out with no remorse, crushed into concrete. What you write, what you struggle, the one to what you bleed. Jesus wept. My heart is cold, but my hands are yet to turn. Jesus wept. I'm
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Apex Predator here on Metal Shop, 99.9 KISW, and March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at Real Art. If you like what you just heard, you can go see them at Just Another Gig with Zabulba, All Out War, Big Terror, Twitching Tongues, Ingrown, a band from Portland called Slime that's really badass I've been playing here on Metal Shop. And I will say, you can go, but you might have to, you know, dodge some spin kicks.
Yeah.
People go pretty buck for you guys.
Yeah, oh, big time. We like to play shows up in Bellingham, because there's
oh,
this
really?
House venue that we rock at. Shout out to the Bellingham hardcore scene. And we always end up playing last, but it's almost a worse thing to play last there because everybody's just getting annihilated in between each set.
Wow.
So, like, the first band has the most kids, but then like a quarter of them get wiped out.
Yeah.
Then the second band, another quarter. Then by the time it's up to us, it's just the really dedicated moshers.
Wow.
And then they all get wiped out.
We're like a Trojan horse, but also everyone else gets inside the horse.
I went to school up in Bellingham, and I booked a hardcore show there. It was with like Vanguard and Sinking Ships, and then with this like kind of beatdown band. And when the beatdown band started, and Bellingham, I mean, it doesn't sounds like there's a much better scene there now, but back then there was like a hippie girl kind of, you know, hippie dancing, and she got clocked in the face. And I thought, I was like, all right, I'm never booking another show here. She was fine, but I was just like, damn. But it sounds like you guys got a good thing going up in Bellingham, though. That's cool.
It's a lot of, I mean, there's definitely hippie girls that are getting clocked in the face, but, you know.
It's cool. The Northwest scene in general right now is like pretty great. I feel like all scenes or cities in the Northwest are pretty properly accounted for as far as bands from that zone that play and people are liking them. And I'm including like Olympia. We got Physique, and Gag is partially Olympia as well.
Electric Chair.
Yeah, Electric Chair is amazing. Boise, which is, you know, a little bit further away, but I consider them Northwest as much as like, you know, Tacoma or Seattle or whatever, with Witness Chamber and Ingrown and
Storm Beating.
Yeah, just tons of bands from there. Bellingham has Spur.
Yeah.
Everett has Adipocere and has Skelm. Tacoma has End of Days.
Yep.
They're in Elimination Squad too, which is a band that Missing Corpse put out their demo.
Oh, that's awesome. Year. Shout out to Zach.
Yeah, shout out Zach. Shout out Landon. The Northwest is just incredible right now, really. Yeah. If you're not paying attention, you're really missing out.
And of course, there's Jensen from Iron Lung putting out a ton of good stuff.
Oh, not even to mention the legend Jensen.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I will totally say, like, I'm not even that old. I'm under 40. I'll go to a metal show. I don't feel old, you know. It's like older guys, you know, and everything. I go to a hardcore show, and I love the fact that I feel old as hell because it is young kids, and it's just so inspiring. Like, young kids, and there's no, like, uniform anymore.
It's
kids
great.
Freaky, dressing how they want to dress. There's no uniform way of dancing. You know, kids are just getting weird. You know, I went and saw a hardcore show, and it was just kids with face paint on and like trench coats just moshing and spin kicking each other, dangly earrings, crowd killing. I was like, this is so fun, and I look like one of their dads, but it was rad. What has inspired, you know, the youth movement of coming, you know, the like really young DIY hardcore scene that has really sprouted up? It seems like nationwide. Do you guys have any?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's probably, honestly, TikTok.
Really?
Yeah, over the pandemic, like, videos of a tsunami play in and, you know, like, Gulch. And I remember, like, a couple of my friends are a little younger than me were like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, have you seen this band play this? Look at this. Like, they're freaking punching each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah, yeah, honestly, like, tsunami has played a big part in getting these kids out because they're huge. Like, a lot of those...
My barista asked me if I knew who Tsunami was, and I had no idea that they even liked... And I don't think they like any of that music. They
were just, you just wearing the Danzig hoodie? And
no,
like,
I was
like, just... Tsunami.
I don't think so.
You're
I was
just bald with a beard.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, have you heard the Tsunami? What?
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. You'll see the, like, the Battle Jacket kids with, like, they'll have a Dystopia patch on one arm and then a big-ass Tsunami patch
Dude.
On the back.
Dystopia is a band that's done that too. Like, they're like huge, like, yeah, for some reason, Dystopia and, you know, Tsunami, like you said.
I think people's minds just being open to liking other stuff as well. I think a lot of, in addition to what they said, the pandemic kind of isolated a lot of people, which I think is obviously a bad thing, but a very good thing in a lot of ways, that you could kind of enjoy what you wanted without the, like, potential, like, pushback on people around you who, like, would be around you more often telling you, like, oh, I don't like this kind of stuff, and then you're impressionable and you do this and that and whatever. And so just kind of being able to dig in and just, like, nerd out on the stuff that you like is one of the best things I think you can do as a person who enjoys, like, any type of art or media or whatever. Just, like what you like and go with it. I'm really lucky that I'm from Olympia, where that's a thing that's really encouraged. So, like, I'm used to dangly earrings and face paint, trench coats, going ham, but it's way sicker now to see those things converge with spin kicks.
Yeah, they'll go just as hard for Apex Predator as they do for Gag, which used to definitely not be a thing, like, quite a few years ago. It's also, like, hardcore is obviously a place for weirdos and people that don't really fit in, and, like, there was all that time for people to realize how weird they were and how little they fit in with the rest of the world. And then just, like, this explosion. It's happening in scenes all over the place, but our scene is, like, bigger than it's ever been. And all these weirdos realize, you know, we're all the same. We got the same thing that we need to escape from, so we go rock out.
That's awesome. What have been some of your favorite venues, you know, that have sprouted up in the Northwest over the years, you know, aside from a real art, you know? Are there any other places that maybe not around anymore? You know?
Well, Black Lodge has always been, like, home for us.
And it's back. Know?
And it's finally back, which we've played one show there so far. By this point, we would have played our second show there, too. Our record release show would have been there. And, man, it's so nice to have Black Lodge back.
Hell yeah.
Right when, you know, at the beginning of stuff starting up again, there was all these new kids, and they're all new young kids.
Mm-hmm.
But for a good, like, year, we really only had 21-plus venues.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, we got kind of good at sneaking the kids in. But also, it, like, I don't know, it sucks to have a show at a 21-plus venue. Because you gotta, like, right now, like you were saying, you feel old. I finally feel old. For the longest time, I was, like, the youngest person that would be at a hardcore show, and I was, like, 25. And now, finally, we're, like... Because it's a youth movement, you know, it's youth music, and we're finally getting back to that. So having Black Lodge is incredible.
Vera Project.
Vera Project too, yeah. Mm-hmm. Vera Project is so big that when I'm always nervous that if we're going to have a show in the big room, that we're not going to pack it out.
I mean, Vera Project is now the, you know, founders of, or that brought back the Black Lodge. So we have them to thank, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Big respect. But then at Black Lodge, or Vera also,
they have the small room, right?
Smaller room inside where if, like last time that we had a show that Apex played at Vera Project, we probably should have had it in the big room because we played it in the little room and it sold out before doors opened and there were like maybe 100 kids that got turned away. So
can I actually say something about venues in Seattle? Because there's going to be people hearing this.
Yeah.
If you have a venue that you want to have a show at, please contact us at our Instagram, Apex Predator NWHC. We're always trying to find venues that will let us play shows there. We can bring people in. If it's all ages is really important to us. If you serve beer and stuff like that, you will sell beer. Yeah. Our people who like to come see Apex Predator don't necessarily want to get spin kicked. Some of them just want to drink beer while that
totally.
While they watch people get spin kicked. So hit us up. We can make your restaurant, your venue, your whatever, the next spot that's bomb to play shows at in Seattle.
Hell yeah. It's awesome. You guys, you played the Funhouse, right?
Yeah, right down the street.
Funhouse,
from here. Funhouse is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Elcor's own, I didn't realize their capacity at Elco is like 1200.
That's crazy, right?
So we've
that
never,
doesn't even make sense.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like,
that.
That's how you get COVID too, man.
Because I guess it's the whole back area, then the bar on the
for
side
sure,
and everything
yeah,
really
yeah.
does pack that out. Because when I look at Elco, I'm like, oh, this is a 300 cap room, but that's way bigger.
I mean, sold out shows there are gnarly, though.
Yeah. You go to one of those?
Oh, yeah. It's been a while, but yeah.
Kevin
Nuts
and I went for
butts.
Ingrown in the summer.
Oh, with Obituary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, we didn't see each other the entire show.
I remember, I think I saw you guys there with, I forget who I saw you there with, but you were in the other room at the Shrek rave?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. Was that for the... That wasn't when we...
That was when we played.
Was that...
I think, was that Stick to Your Guns?
Yeah, that might have been when we
yeah,
got
yeah,
the
you
like,
played...
last minute show
yeah.
for Stick to Your
yeah.
Guns.
It was a Shrek rave.
Yeah, yeah. So all those kids were coming over with their green face paint and everything, checking it out. And just,
I mean, that's the perfect example.
It was great.
Kids were just like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Shit's weird. I like it.
Yeah, we did like... A wife beater that said Apex Predator and had the Punisher Skull logo on it. We made like 20 of those, and it was like, we're going to only sell these to our like closest friends who get the joke.
Okay.
But we sold those out only at that show, mostly to Shrek Rave kids that came over.
Wow. Okay, so have you seen anyone with an Apex Predator tattoo? Is that a thing yet?
Not yet.
Not
I
yet?
I have one.
Yeah, you have?
One.
Oh, you have one? Okay,
I'm getting
nice.
One tomorrow.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to get one.
Nice. Yeah.
Hopefully this weekend.
Nice.
Okay, so... play along with me here with this premise, right? So we've seen military gun on Taco Bell commercial, right? If there was a big company that came to you, what is the perfect pairing of like a humongous company and Apex Predator? Gore-Tex? Is it Nike? Is it, you know?
My first thought was PS5.
Is it Mountain Dew? PS5, you know?
Okay, so in terms of things that we consume being perfect for our taste or perfect as in it'll sell things for them or mutually beneficial?
Maybe just like perfect for the band and the brand, right?
Yeah.
You know, kind of like
Smith and Wesson.
Yeah.
That's there we
nice.
Go.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
like C4, like the explosive.
any energy drink would be nice.
Yeah, energy drink.
Too. Like
Jägermeister.
Monster or Monster... I'm going to say Monster is definitely the end.
What about Black Rifle Coffee?
I'm with it. I'm absolutely
with it. Yeah, that would go hard.
Honestly, any beverages is probably going to be fire.
We're definitely a beverage band. I mean, I love Jersey Mike's, but I don't think we're the right vibe for them.
What would be a good hardcore band for Jersey Mike's? Would that be like a youth crew band?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's
from Jersey.
Change.
Yeah,
Never Again.
Change. Yeah, Never Again or Cut Down. That's what I say should be on the Jersey Mike's commercial. Jersey Mike's. Change on the Jersey Mike's commercial.
If there was a fast food restaurant, what would it be?
For us, Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box? Okay.
Yeah, because we're gross.
Yeah. Good call. I was going to, like, McDonald's is off the table right now because we're boycotting them, but Jack in the Box is, like, somewhat local. It's not nationwide.
Yeah.
And so we...
Oh, it's not?
No, there's not Jack in the Box on the East Coast.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Weird.
Huh. Oh, dude, also maybe, like, this cookout would be good because the people who, like, ride for that, or Whataburger...
Oh,
people who ride for Whataburger ride for Whataburger in a big way.
My Texas self,
And people who ride for Apex heavy.
True.
So that maybe is the most like...
Yeah, we could run the dedication brand.
Yeah. Like we're for a select group of people, and those people have it. It's all out war.
Straight up. It'd be nice to be a truck too.
I would have guessed Del Taco because there's that random Del Taco in Federal Way.
Yeah, that is the Federal Way. That works, too.
Kicks ass, too.
So you mentioned that the people that ride for you, like, go hard for you. Who's the number one Apex Predator fan?
Oh.
You got to know him.
It literally might be me.
It's
really? Okay.
Yeah. The amount of hours I've put into this band is unparalleled by a long shot. And if I couldn't pick anyone else in the band...
It's got to be Julian.
Julian, yeah.
Julian, he sings for Adipose here. He rides for us super hard. He went on tour with us. He's always side stage. He's always shirtless. He's always going super hard.
Pitting, singing along.
Yeah.
He's the king of the... I think that people might be scared of this, and we can tell him... We can definitely say that Julian's not. Go up on stage, grab the mic, sing the part you know. He is... the pioneer of that in the Northwest.
Okay.
He will not let go of the microphone.
There's a couple Federal Way kids too. My boy Nikosi.
Yeah.
Is there a Federal Way? Okay.
Yeah, there's like three Federal Way kids. I think they go to or have recently graduated from Federal Way High School that love Apex Predator because there's never really been another hardcore band that reps Federal Way. So they've got
Left with Nothing was from Fife. So
crazy.
Yeah. Chris
or
always
Tacoma
used to
and
the,
Fife. Yeah. Fife
Chris
crew.
Had the Fife's. Over his 5150 logo on his amp.
Lahar, yeah, no, Federal Way, yeah, no, I don't remember any Federal Way. Champion was like Auburn, but yeah. No.
Rep Renton?
Renton.
The, like...
Hardcore bands, I mean, there's like, you know, like bar rock bands. Plenty of bar rock bands in Renton, if you want to go to...
Unjust and Malice repped Kirkland.
That's right, yeah.
That's close to Renton, right?
Queensryche's from Bellevue.
That's what's
Let's go.
Oh, really?
God. Yep.
Wow, crazy.
Jeff Tate taught the guy who taught me to play bass how to play guitar.
Really?
Yeah.
So. Okay.
There we go.
Secondhand famous or something. So in the past episode, in the one that we did during COVID, we talked to kind of about the origins of Apex Predator. But this is a new revelation with the song Federal Way of Life. So what is the Federal Way of Life, Casey?
It's just going hard. It's going dummy. It's living free, but also realizing you have to fight to survive. Because Federal Way is the hard streets, you know? It's gnarly out there. It's brutal. And it's also eating as much as you can.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Do you shop at H Mart?
Yeah, all the time.
Nice.
H Mart, Federal Way Commons.
Yeah.
All the good pho spots out there. Shout out Pho Thai.
A lot of bubble tea places out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ding Tea. I can't remember what the fancy one is. Fancy one's nice.
Huh.
It's always like, you want to go to the fancy spot or the cheap spot?
The cheap spot.
Yeah, the reason why the Federal Way streets are so hard is because of how many decisions you have to make and what bubble tea spot you want to go to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's such a tough decision.
Before the show, Joey, you were mentioning that you were, you know, printing all day. You're a screen printer. Is that okay to mention?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Are you taking on any clients? If any bands are listening right now and they want to have shirts made, is there any way that they could reach out to you?
Yeah, bang my line. I'll always be honest and upfront with you if I have time and based off of your needs. But I print for some bands around. I print for Skelm. I've printed for Elimination Squad. By all means, et cetera, et cetera. And
I print almost all our stuff.
I print a lot of Gag,
nice.
Apex, Crawl Space. I printed stuff for Prim before, but also Kevin lives with me.
Cool.
And I live with Kevin. And so Kevin has access to the printing press too, so he's been printing up his own prim stuff.
Yeah. Nice.
It's pretty convenient.
Yeah, nice. It's a pretty fun and also very nice hobby to have as a band member who can't stop being in bands and needs to make money.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so Joey, just how many bands have you been in?
I literally couldn't tell you. I could tell you
how many you're in.
How many you haven't been in? You know, would be easier.
I honestly, maybe. As far as like the bands that are just like accumulatively from this group of people, I have definitely been in like 90% of the bands.
Damn,
they're going around.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just started playing bands when I was 15, and I've always liked punk and hardcore, metal, and like I've not only been in punk and hardcore bands. Like it's, I don't know. It started with my first band, White Wards, and here I am, like. 20 years Apex and Gag, and there's new Gag songs coming out soon. There's more Apex songs being written. This is just what I do.
Yeah.
I can't stop. And then when I write a song that one of those bands isn't going to work for, I just start a new band and mess my whole life up all over again.
There you go. Lifer.
Truly. I don't know anything else, and I don't want to.
So you guys, Gag is going to go on the big death metal tour, right? I mean, I guess, you know what, Sango Sugabog and Jesus Peace. But, you know, I think Sango Sugabog, I don't know which band is bigger at this point.
They're co-headlining the co-headlining tour. So.
Both pretty big on Century Media.
Yeah.
But you guys are going to meet up with that Dying Fetus tour. I've noticed in the past few years a lot of marriage between hardcore and death metal. What do you guys, you know, attribute that to? And is it fun to see this kind of marriage?
I like it. I feel like a lot of people
see internal bleeding play within, you know, Incendiary and stuff like that.
It's kind of crazy, but or like Ingrown in Obituary.
Yep.
That was sick.
Obituary playing LDB Fest.
Yeah.
Dying Fetus playing FYA, you know?
I'm really excited to play with Obituary. That's like, never thought that would be a thing that would happen, you know?
Yep.
I feel like Maggot Stomp Records has had a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
Just kind of pushing. I mean, they're the label that's putting out all that.
I mean, Scott put out the first Terror demo.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So he's like an old school hardcore guy that starts a strictly death metal label with the strictly death metal is kind of their slogan, right?
Yeah.
But it's kind of what he calls it, like spin kick death metal or something like that, you know? So
a little bit of slam.
Or he calls it
a lot of it.
Exactly. Yeah. So
I think like we were talking about earlier with the pandemic stuff, it's you can Google anything. You have all the time in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch YouTube videos, whatever. You can just keep clicking recommended videos off of those videos. And so it's not a far cry to, you know, go into your computer and type in like Hatebreed record release New Jersey. And then the next video you see is going to be Obituary.
Yeah.
And then from there you get into like, oh, Headbangers Ball is a thing. Mm-hmm. Well, no, Morbid Angel, Death, Crowbar, and you just keep moving along
those
lines.
Yeah, all that stuff, yeah.
And, you know, and in the world of, like, constant information, it's pretty easy to be an expert. And it's also pretty great that there's a lot of people who are interested in, like, more than one thing so that you can have, like, a record label like Maggot Stomp where I know that the Terror record wasn't out on Maggot Stomp, but his interests are, you know, across several extreme genres, which is great.
I have a Terror Maggot Stomp hoodie. He still rips.
That's Maggot Stomp. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they did that song in Corpse Grinder. So.
Yeah. Oh, God, that record's awesome, too.
Okay, so you guys are, you know, have a wide range of musical tastes and stuff, but, you know, for a typical metal shop listener, do you have a suggestion of maybe just an artist that maybe they haven't heard, just something off the top of your head, like, hey, you should check out a song by this band.
Yeah, check out Torture.
Torture?
Mm-hmm. Me and Mateo write super hard for Torture.
Torture? Okay.
You want to try to explain it?
Yeah, Torture's this one-man metal project. I think he's, like, my age, like, early 20s. And started off as, like, weird, like, cyber grind stuff. And then and then he put out, like, this new LP, whatever you want to call it. It's literally, like,
all slam riffs.
It's torture.
It's
okay.
Just all, yeah, every song's a breakdown.
Just spelled normal?
Just torture.
The record's called Operation Enduring Freedom.
Yeah.
Nice. It's I'm going to so check it out. Ass. Have you heard Psycho Frame? Have you heard that band?
I've been seeing them around.
Pretty
recently.
Good, yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
They're going on that Full of Hell Dying Fetus tour.
Oh.
Maybe you'll play with them.
Yeah, they'll probably be at that gig.
All right, Kevin, you got any bands that you would suggest people check out?
Burning Lord and C4, both coming out of Boston.
Nice.
Tribe Dream Records. They're the homies, but also they just kick ass. A lot of breakdown worship going on in there.
Yeah.
Burning Lord.
Dude, Burning Lord.
Rocks.
Awesome.
Yeah,
we played with them on this last East Coast tour, and they were probably my favorite band I saw playing a genre of hardcore I think is like super easy to do very badly.
Yeah.
And they
do it really
are
well.
Insane.
Yeah, they nail it.
They're on Streets of Hate Records now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it.
I think they got a record coming out on Streets of Hate, which is also a dope label doing a lot of cool stuff.
Cool.
Actually, speaking of Streets of Hate, a band that I've like really, really like been listening to a lot this year was Mourning.
Okay.
This band from the UK. They're like, this is going to sound terrible. and I agree that there's like almost no bands that can do this, but they mix like hardcore, all of like Kickback and Hatebreed, you know, heavy, like riff based hardcore, not necessarily super technical, but they mix it with black metal.
Okay.
And I'm a huge black metal fan.
Yeah.
And this is a thing that I really don't think is done well, and they did it so well. And I think all the records are worth listening to. They put out a new record this year.
It's awesome. And the vocals sound almost exactly like TUI. It's crazy.
Whoa.
It's the only other vocalist I've heard do that style.
Interesting.
Ever. When you said, speaking of Streets of Hate, I thought you were going to shout out New World Man.
That's good stuff, too.
That stuff's awesome. Yeah. I don't even understand how those guitar riffs are played. Physically.
Streets of Hate. Okay, check it out. So torture and tons of suggestions. That's awesome. Thanks for giving us a little off the dome to dive into. There's so much good music out there to check out, and like, you know, it can be overwhelming, but it's a good kind of. It's like this is so cool. You know, I used to, stay up. I have friggin' hard drive still from all the media fire links I used to just download off of the old blogs, and now I don't have to. I can just click around, you know, on any streaming.
Spotify.
It's all there, you know.
I got both.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm a nerd, so I got an iPod full of stuff you can't get on Spotify. It's some, you know, YouTube Premium, Mad Nice, that still doesn't got everything. I got the iPod full.
I got the iPod too, man.
Yeah,
I still rock
hardcore
the iPod.
Demos and Japanese like demos and records from like 1987. Pretty dope.
Do you guys like, are you guys vinyl, tape, CD? I actually, believe it or not, listen to a lot of compact discs. I'm a CD guy. It's a really, I don't know, maybe not thing I'm proud of, but
no, CDs are important.
I love CDs. Yeah.
People buy CDs like crazy right now.
Yeah.
I didn't ever think Gag would do a CD, but then
we did a lot
the,
of them.
Like the need for one of them was overwhelming, and it's just like, do you want as many people to hear your band as you can? So you just make a CD because it's another way to consume your what you do. And
didn't we do a CD in Europe?
We did.
Oh yeah, we did.
We have CDs available in Europe somewhere.
A 25 copy run of CDs with a label that I don't remember.
I need to get one. Need to get one.
By this point, I would have traded Magic the Gathering cards for a Mustang that only has a CD player in it.
Yeah.
So, this point in time, I'm not listening to CDs, but by the time this interview comes out,
okay,
I'm listening to CDs.
Is that your plan?
Yeah.
Is this really going to happen?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I sold the Magic cards, got enough money for the Mustang, and I will. But in my mind, I've traded the Magic cards for the Mustang.
Don't explain it. The lore of trading Magic cards.
I traded
for
Magic cards
so much better
for the
than
Mustang.
All
so
the
what
other
kind of Magic cards are we talking here? Like old, like first run, first
not
couple?
That old, just like
tarot cards.
Yeah, tarot. Like, actual Magic. With
they're haunted
magic
by a ghost.
Oh, interesting. Okay,
a lot of bulk rares and just like, you know, I'm irresponsible with my money, and over the past like 4 or 5 years, I've accumulated way more Magic cards than I could ever play with, and. They're worth money. It's easy to.
All right.
They're relatively easy to offload.
I got to talk to you off mic because My dad gave me a bunch that are like the first and second.
Oh my god, you could definitely trade.
You're about to get a Mustang.
Yeah, you're about to get a Mustang too.
They're not in like amazing shape.
Doesn't matter.
They're the first couple years.
Yeah, the Magic is the one trading card game where like
they don't have
especially the old ones. They don't have to be in good shape because they're going to be used for the game.
Wow.
Like Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, they got to be graded and perfect condition to be worth anything. But the old Magic stuff is like. It's fine if it's
all right,
a little
cool.
beat up.
Make me rich. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. All right, guys. Being that this is a Northwest show, you know, Metal Shop's been going on for like 40 years here in the Northwest. And you know, there's so many good hardcore punk metal bands here from our region. Favorite Northwest bands of all time? Doesn't have to be current. Doesn't even have to be punk or metal or anything. Just favorite Northwest artists.
So hard. But actually easy at the same time because Brotherhood exists.
There you go.
That's the Brotherhood. For me, there's three. Brotherhood, Adipocere, and Pearl Jam.
Cool. Nice.
Mine is Cold Sweat.
Mm. Yeah.
Alice in Chains. Nirvana.
Nice.
Probably be Alice in Chains for me. Witness Chamber from Boise. And throw it out there, Morningstar from Vancouver.
And Macklemore.
And Macklemore.
There we go.
Oh, wait. I changed Nirvana to Poison Idea.
Yeah,
what am
yeah.
I thinking?
Good,
that, like, literally might be my favorite band.
Kurt would probably have agreed, too,
yeah.
You know?
Nirvana rocks, but come on. They didn't write Pure Hate.
Awesome.
Disturbed from here?
No. All right. So, again, you guys are going to be playing at JAG 5, which is just another gig. Three-day hardcore music festival. Let me pull up the information here. March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I believe it is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and that's at Real Art, which is an awesome all-ages space in South Tacoma Way, 5412 South Tacoma Way, with Zabulba, All Out War, Big Boy, Killing Time, Terror, Twitching Tongues, Ingrown, and a ton more. I say that's just a sampling of some of the artists.
Those are the logo names. On
yeah, there are so many good bands on this. I mean, and you'll go see a smattering of, you know, New York hardcore, old school bands, you know, metalcore bands, hardcore, local stuff, like metal bands. It's going to be awesome. Shout out to Brainstem Productions. I'm going to have to say you're going to have to buy a secondhand ticket somehow off of a site because it's sold out.
Yeah, good luck getting in.
Exactly. Small venue. It's going to get really, really wild. You know, you guys are going to have an awesome year. Congratulations to the GAG guys. You know, you guys are going to crush it on tour.
Thank you.
Big things for Apex Predator this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask, where did you record the album at?
Oh, we recorded with Cameron Heck in, I don't know what he calls the studio, do you?
I don't think he has a name for it.
If
he
does, I'm sure it does, but yeah. I don't know. Cameron Heck is probably the more important thing to pick up from that. He records a gang of stuff in the Northwest. He recorded the last GAG record. He...
almost any Northwest hardcore band that you've heard,
he recorded
Cameron Heck is behind it.
Oh, wait, no, he didn't do that. That was, I would say the Prim Records recorded by him, but it wasn't.
The last EP was, at least a couple years ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's doing all kinds of stuff.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
He's in Seattle?
Yeah, he's in Seattle.
Cool. We're going to go into Federal Way of Life and Respect is Earned. Any final words for Metal Shop? Ola Bichola? Is that what
you're saying? Yeah, Ola Bichola. You guys earned the respect for sure.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Again, I want to reiterate, if you're trying to be a part of this hardcore scene or you want to just come to one show, come find our Instagram, come find our Twitter. We all have like personal ones that are probably not going to be hard to find either. Get involved in any capacity you want, whether that's just coming to a show, watching a band, liking it, buying a shirt, starting a band, booking shows. All that stuff is so important, and you can be as involved as you want to be.
Yeah, hardcore seems like it can be a kind of like clicky kind of thing, an in-group kind of thing, but it's really not. Everybody,
I would say, less now than ever.
Yeah, 100%, especially right now. Everybody is welcome at a show. The only problem is getting there on time because shows have been selling out.
Okay, well, that's a good problem to have, right? That's a good problem to have. Apex Predator, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep. You don't know these streets. You don't know.
down here in the dirty, dirty South King County.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.